This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A Hong Kong court on Thursday found two editors of the now defunct Stan News media outlet guilty of conspiring to publish seditious articles. Reuters' Fiona Jones reports.
Critics of this case, including the U.S. government, say the verdict reflects deteriorating media freedoms in the city. The case has received international scrutiny amid a security crackdown in the China-ruled city. The two editors, Chung Poi Kyun and Patrick Lam, could face a maximum jail term of 2 years. Stand News was once a leading online media platform in Hong Kong, featuring a mix of critical reportage and commentary. The editors and the outlet's parent company were all charged with conspiracy to publish seditious publications in connection with 17 news articles and commentaries from July 2020 to December 2021.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, urged European Union states to pressure Britain and the United States to drop restrictions on using donated long-range weapons against Russia.
If we are supplied with sufficient amount of missiles, if we are allowed to strike, we will significantly decrease the capacity of Russia to inflict damage on our critical infrastructure, and we will improve the situation for our forces on the ground.
Top European diplomat Josep Borrell expressed his support in letting Ukraine use those weapons.
The weaponry that we are providing to Ukraine has to have full use, and the restrictions have to be lifted in order for the Ukrainians to be able to target the places where Russia is bombing them.
European foreign affairs ministers are gathering for an informal meeting in discussing situations in Ukraine, Gaza, and Venezuela. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says it killed five more militants, including a local commander, in the occupied West Bank. The army has pressed ahead with what appears to be the deadliest military operation in the occupied territory since the start of the war in Gaza. Israel says the simultaneous raids across the northern West Bank are aimed at preventing attacks. The raids have killed a total of 16 people, nearly all militants, since late Tuesday. United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters in Beijing on Thursday, following his visit to China, that the U.S. is concerned about China's actions against the Philippines' lawful maritime practices in the South China Sea.
The PRC well understands the long-standing commitment the United States has under its mutual defense treaty to the Philippines, and the Philippines well understands that we have an ironclad commitment to support them in their lawful exercise of their rights, their maritime rights.
Sullivan met Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Thursday, wrapping up 3 days of wide-ranging talks aimed at easing tensions between the two world powers ahead of November's United States election. Typhoon Shanshan has lashed Japan with torrential rain and strong winds. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A strong storm is lashing southern Japan with torrential rain and strong winds, causing at least three deaths as it crawls up the length of the archipelago, raising concerns of flooding, landslides and extensive damage. Footage on NHK public television shows a swollen river in a popular hot spring town just north of Miyazaki, with muddy water splashing against the bridge over it. Tropical storm Shanshan had made landfall on Thursday morning as a powerful typhoon and then gradually lost strength, though it's still forecast to bring strong winds, high waves and significant rainfall to most of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indian women in Kolkata protested on Thursday to demand justice for a trainee doctor who was raped and murdered on the premises of a state-run hospital. The attack on the 31-year-old doctor has caused nationwide outrage, with campaigners saying women continue to suffer from high levels of sexual violence despite tougher laws. A police volunteer has been arrested for the crime, and the federal police have taken over the investigation. For additional stories and expanded coverage, go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. You can follow Voice of America on social media on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.